Virginia. William Hill, America's number one sports book, is now here. And we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
This is Kim Meyer, host of Choose to Rise. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Disarming Disability.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
Hey, what's up, Nikki? How are you?
Man, girl, I am tired. Because we have just put out, how many episodes? 16 episodes to make a complete season two? Is that what's just happened in a blur of 16 weeks?
I think so. It's been a pretty intense 16 weeks.
It has been. Welcome to Disarming Disability, friends. If you are tuning in with us, this is it. This is the end of season two. This is the last of what you get from us for a couple of months. And dang, we're tired. Holy cow.
Very tired. But such a fun season. And I'm just so thankful and so grateful for everyone that we had on and just all of the really beautiful opportunities that came to be on this season. I mean, some were just so, so cool. And everyone was just so amazing. And I love that we already have had season one down. So we have already been sort of exposed or have learned those different topics. So we're able just to take everything a step further with the season. And I find that the more you know, the more you don't know. And there's just so many more questions that I have. There's just so many more people that I want to talk to. There's just so much more that I want to read about and learn about and just like soak up in the world that just makes me so much more feisty and angrier and prouder to be who I am, to like make real change happen.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we managed to pull in some really, really cool guests. And I think that the most beautiful thing, so like in reflecting, since in theory, that's what this episode is supposed to be about, like in reflecting over the past season, and I'm going to go ahead and kind of just do a little comparison from season one to season two. I mean, both were, of course, tons of work, but also into the second season, of course, we had kind of learned different things about each other, learned, you know, really divided up kind of jobs well, knew that we worked well, we're, you know, kind of more the flow of how we did things seemed a little smoother. And it's so fun to look at that and to acknowledge that and to like see the growth in you and I as a partnership, and the fact that, we've now done like 25 episodes, I think, together. And in that time, we really have grown as a solid team. And I think that we've kept our priorities pretty straight, which I really am proud of us for. It's fun to think about the growth in that time. And also just like you said, like, what don't we know yet? And that goes for both the like podcast recording and growth of quality and content, but also then growth and knowledge of disability as well. Like, I feel like we have so much more to do in this space, and I cannot wait to do it with you. Air high five. And dang, the guests we managed to like somehow trick into being on our podcast. The crazy thing, I think the biggest jump kind of podcast wise, not talking about our relationship now, but just like on the podcast, is we managed to gain enough attention where we have people actually reaching out to us who want to be our guests on our show. And that feels really, really special. And it feels good when experts are excited to come to you and they're saying, I hear that you are a route for me to get my information out. Like, I hear you're a bridge for me. And that's what we want to be for people. So yeah, if you, for whatever reason, if you're listening to this episode and this is the first episode that you're listening to, I encourage you to swing back and check out season two, we had amazing guests. We had Jay Ruderman of the Ruderman Foundation. We had Sarah Herlinger from Apple, like the Apple accessibility woman. We had Art Sims, and we had Nakia J. Green, who will talk to us about Black Lives Matter in the most eloquent way you could ever, ever, ever talk about, like, such a beautiful movement. And they just, like, shared from their heart. And I mean, we just had killer people. We had killer people this season. All of them. I'm sorry I only named four, and there were so many more than four, but they were all so good.
Everybody was so good. And I just like, and I feel that, again, just so over and over and over again through season one, through season two, from everyone that we're talking to, that disability is just so important and just is totally not on the mainstream valued right now. And that disability is a part of human variation, that these are topics that we need to be talking about, and that these are themes and concepts that we really need to be challenging ourselves as a society for how we've created the space for disability, right? Like right now, I would say it's very little, or like, okay, fine, I had to, so here's a little check marks, duh. But I just feel that just how important disability needs to be at the table, needs to be part of the conversation, and disability needs to have disability leaders that are educated and armed with their history and their background and research, that they know that they're a part of this community. Because I think, as I'm thinking and reflecting, I just find that oftentimes people who have disabilities don't necessarily come from families that have disabilities. So I find that we're all just sort of like bebumping around on our own. So, and we're raised in these sort of very like ably type spaces where people are teaching us what they know, and they don't know disability. So they're not teaching us disability. And then they were like, why would they? Because they don't know it. So just knowing that, how important it is for us to become connected and for us to become united in understanding sort of what the disability experience is, and then being able to turn around and educate our communities. I just feel like that is so important and is so needed. And there's so much work that needs to be done in so many facets. That I'm just super excited to be there and just to hear that overwhelmingly again and again and again in all of our different people and experts that we've been talking to, that just comes up.
Yeah, totally. If you're joining us for the first time, so much of this podcast goal is to talk about that disability stigma, to talk about that disability identity, and to directly connect you with experts. Who the heck are the experts in disability? I certainly didn't know growing up. Nobody introduced me. And so now, kind of as an adult person, I've made it my business to just be snoopy about it and figure it out, meet these people. And it was, you know, it was my friend and one of my mentors, and actually one of our guests from season one, Adam Ballard. He's one of my favorite people. He works at Access Living here in Chicago. And he said to me, kind of talking about this idea you're talking about of, you know, you have to choose to plug into the disability culture, because we don't have disability churches that we go to on a Sunday that are teaching us our disability culture every week. We don't have, you know, like the Black community has like historically all Black colleges to go to. We don't have all disability-based schools to go to teach us our pride and to get, you know, really proud about organizing and kind of understanding our history. We don't have these like spaces to go to unless we choose to seek it out, because you're right, we're not directly usually surrounded by people who really who necessarily have that disability identity.
Yeah, which is so great. Lots of really cool topics that we've talked about. I know season two, we started with getting active, which again, I mean, I'm super down for anything active related. And there's lots of work that needs to be done as far as creating change, what that means in all the different spaces. And then we moved into the medical model and sort of just talked about like what is sort of happening in medicine. How is the perspective of healthcare providers changing as we're growing? So that was really neat to talk to some really, really awesome individuals there. And then we wrapped up with sex and sexuality, which again is just like such a controversial, like taboo topic anyway. So then we like make it, you know, we like magnitude the taboo-ness on it when we add like disabled bodies, you know, and how just important that's part of what it means to be human, right? Is to seek out and want love and care. So these are just three topics we talked about this season. And just so fantastic conversations around that. And I just want to talk about all of those so much more, but also knowing there's so many more topics that we can talk about. So we've kind of had some ideas on things that we're thinking about for season three. What are some of your ideas, Nikki? I mean, I know I have mine that I'm like super excited for.
Yes. So we run our seasons, we actually run them in chapters. So we pull three experts in these, you know, Sarah was just talking about the chapters we had in season two, right? Like getting active. So we pulled in people from really cool active spaces that were actively doing disability kind of policy work or disability change makers kind of work, into medical model, into sex, right? And so every chapter has three awesome experts. And I think what I'm really focused in on, there are two that I'm really gunning for, I think, next season. And of course, we want to hear your opinions if you're listening. But I would love to dive more into the conversation of intersectionality and really pull in some really, really cool experts from some different intersections and people who can really speak to that more complex identity and what that looks and feels like, and how we can make better room for people who are carrying around, you know, complex identities. And then I also am all about the push for actually talking about the disability identity models, because how we come into our disability pride, I think, is, you know, that I think that's what a lot of people are doing when they're tuning into this podcast. And so I think it also would be super beneficial to make that connection into models and into like experts for that. So I'm gunning for those two ideas. Sarah, what are you gunning for?
I love touching on the disability identity component, in that it's also like people coming into their own identity, as I think, as well as being somebody who maybe is an ally or a provider, like helping to facilitate disability identity. Because I feel there's so much of like, I mean, so much of what people have told me my whole life is like, not people, people who I know that like love me and have been a part of my life are like, well, I never saw you as disabled. I never saw you as these things. It's like, yeah, cool, because you know me. But then other people, like, if you did not know me, everybody else is seeing you as like, oh, you have a messed up hand. Like, oh, you are disabled. So really trying to like find that crisis.
That's why we have internalized ableism, is because those voices are saying those things to us. Sorry to interrupt you, but like, that's one of the like nails on the chalkboard for me. Sorry, go on.
It's okay. So I feel that like coming into disability pride, and like, why is disability identity so important? And like, how can we facilitate that? Whether it's like we're seeking it for ourselves or we're helping to facilitate others seeking it. So I just, yes, I mean, I'm all about disability identity. I'm super stoked for that. Also super stoked for intersectionality. And I just feel like that's really important because, again, like Nicole and I try to just over and over again realize that we're speaking from our experiences, and we know that we are both white women, we are both in our 30s, like we both have a specific kind of disability, and we both identify as cis, right? So we are attracted to male partners, so knowing that that's not everybody's story, and knowing that I can't speak about everybody's story, but really wanting to make sure that we open up the space to have those conversations, because that is so real and so important and such a part of all of the layers of disability. So I feel like that, yes, I want to talk about those things. I just want to talk about everything. So we're just going to put everything underneath it. But I think other things I'm really excited about is like voice and using voice and expression. So kind of tying those together, like what does disability look like if we're using our voice, and what are different methods that we can express ourselves? So if that's like through different arts or media forms or activism or something, like how do we actually express our disability pride? I think I'm really excited for that. And like talking to some cool people about what their forms of expression are and how they sort of use their forms of expression. I'm also really excited about policy and like going into how policy is actually created and what is written in policy and how can we as people who are not necessarily politicians be involved in policy creating and what bills look like. And like, let's go back to like sixth grade history classes in like, this is how a bill is made and passed and why it's important and who you need to talk to about those things. And then other things I'm excited about are school systems. So I feel like that's a topic we haven't necessarily talked about or touched on or even really like flirted with. I'm super excited to talk about that. But we're also really excited to talk about whatever things you guys want to talk about. So please, like, send us. Stuff.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully we just listed off way too many ideas for chapters. Like, we can't do all of those things in the next season, even though we really want to. Let us know what's on your brain. And even if the things that we're kind of passing back and forth right now in this mini brainstorm session that you're a part of, hopefully that excites you, because these are definitely the things that we are thinking about and talking about even when we're not recording a podcast. These are the conversations that Sarah and I are having. And so we hope that you also are having them in your small groups and with the people that you love and trust. And we hope that those conversations are happening because, well, we think it's important. I'm speaking for you, Sarah, but we think it's important.
I'm there for sure. And there's also discussion questions for every episode. So if those are questions that you want to talk about with yourself, if you want to journal about them or reflect on them or share them with other people or hear what other people want to say about them, like, they're totally there, because we find that there's such benefit in having the conversation. So like, Nicole and I are having a conversation here. We're starting a conversation here. We want you to keep talking about it. We want you to keep educating yourselves and ourselves and everything. Like, I just feel that there's going to be so much growth and benefit to really having all of these conversations.
Totally agreed. Yeah. And we are going to go dark for a little bit. There's going to be a little space, a gap in time here, but of course we're going to circle back with the next season, but we have a lot of fun things that we are working on in our off time. So we don't want you to think that we're totally abandoning Disarming Disability if there's no action on a podcast coming out. Please keep following us, because we've realized that Disarming Disability is more than a podcast. And I guess that's all I'm going to say. we just need you to keep following along with us as this grows and as we start to really take some cool steps outside of being a podcast, and we want you to be a part of that. And we promise to keep you really up to date and included as these different steps really start to happen, but they'll be happening in real time really soon here, and we want you to be a part of this journey. We want you to be in the middle of the mix too. So make sure you're checking it out. Definitely be checking out our website. Like, the discussion questions Sarah was talking about, there are ones for every single episode there. There are the transcriptions there. There are the resources for every single episode. Sarah individually goes back and she pulls direct links and resources for every single episode. Like, it's crazy. You can find whatever you want in these different things. It's so cool and it's so important. We have a huge list of books that are actually there. So if you're looking to actually engage in some reading that we've been talking about, we've put up some of our favorite suggestions and things that kind of currently are on our radar or books that have been influential to us and our growth. What else do we have on our website? I feel like you can buy
policy
stuff.
Timeline. You can buy stuff. Yeah,
we have a policy timeline. So if you're like, what has even happened in disability in the United States? Well, guess what? You can go click around and find out, because it's all there for you.
Mm-hmm. Which is so awesome. And so we're so excited in that, okay, let me just say this. The podcast is a lot and I love it and it's amazing, but it's also a lot. And so I love that we really sort of, I think we're like kind of splitting our year in half, where we're spending half of it like actually recording and producing and editing and all those things. And then the other half we get to spend building and creating for the next season. So I'm very excited for all of those things.
Heck yes. Oh, you know what else is on our website?
Tell me.
We also have the list of experts. So if you even are somebody who maybe your way of learning is by like stalking people, that sounds really weird, but I mean it in a like nice research, I'm Googling people way, you can totally hit up our website and just start Googling the guests that we've had and finding out about their work and what they do. And then of course, like listening to the episode they did with us. But mm-hmm. the people who are up there are amazing leaders in the disability world. But yes, to what you said, Sarah, absolutely. I cannot wait Yeah, I can't wait to transition and give a little more focus to these other kind of goodies that are happening around us. And of course, like we said, we can't wait to include you in on what those goodies are and what they look like and maybe. Please stick with us. It's going to be so much fun. We can't wait to tell you. We can't tell you yet, but we are so excited to start to tell you more soon. Soon.
Yeah. I'm also just excited for those things to happen because I feel like they're things, some of them are things that we didn't even think were possible. And then we're like, oh, wait, we're ready to take these steps. That was like when we first started this podcast, like those were things that didn't even cross my mind as far as what we could be or what we could become or what we could do. So I'm just, yes, I know we're being super vague, but that's also because things aren't finalized to any degree. We're stepping into building and creating spaces, which is great. Also, coming back to the website, what's also on our website, I mean, really, this website, we edit it multiple times a week. Like, we're adding so many great, fun things to it, and that's also part of it. It's just creating and growing. So on there, we also have merch. As you know, we had a different color for season 2 than we did season 1. We love that. So we are going to continue with that. So every season will have its own color, which means that all of the merchandise that's available for that season will only be available for that season unless we do fun little like season 1 later, but we're not there yet. So if you like the season 2 colors and you want to get more merch in the season 2 colors, like please go there and pick up your favorite shower curtain or mask or clock or t-shirt or whatever stickers, things if you want, in season 2 colors. And then as we move forward, we will only be selling things in season 3 colors, which we are like beginning to pick out now, which is so fun. Nicole sent me this really great email that was like, what do you think of these colors? And it was just such a beautiful surprise because we hadn't even talked about colors yet. Like I'm just like, oh my gosh, we need to transcript this thing. That's so fun to think about like what the potential for next season could be.
Wait, you know what else we haven't even mentioned about our website? There's another thing. Tell me. We have pages upon pages upon pages of amazing advocates who have filled out profiles that you can go learn about and that you can follow. So if you are looking for, hey, like, where are the peers my age who are really excited about disability and who are really engaged in doing different stuff, check out the blogs portion of our website. And it also, you can in the future be one if you'd like to fill one out. But these are people who are in their own community and their own lives have found ways to be advocates for disability and are doing it in beautiful ways. And we have every single profile has a way to connect with those people. So start widening your circle that way. And like, be the creeper who adds them on Instagram and sends them a message and says, hey, I saw your profile and I thought it was cool. I like disability too. And then your friends. It's so great. That's all you have to say.
Yeah. And I also love that the disability profiles are a way for people to own their stories. And I find that like that just over and over again, I feel that in our spaces, like being somebody who's disabled, so much of my story is written for me by other people who have no idea. So this is just a space where each one of those individuals wrote that story themselves or had like, you know, dictated what their story was to somebody who helped them physically write it, whatever that component looks like. But it's their voice. It's what they wanted to say about themselves. It's what they wanted to share about their experience. And there are so many cool people doing so many cool things. And I just am so excited that they're a part of our community. And I want you to be a part of their community. And just so excited.
Let's all be friends.
Let's all be friends and do cool disability stuff. Yay.
So hopefully the things that we are talking about in great detail as we just did about the website or very vaguely as we talk about future plans for disarming disability, hopefully all of them really pique your interest and get you excited as well. Sarah and I, you know, this is our passion project and we really enjoy it and we really enjoy each other. Sarah, it's been so fun doing season 2 with you. Thank you for all of your countless hours of work in transcribing and doing the million different jobs that we each do. Like, you know, Sarah and I have always said through this process, like, we don't want to do it unless it's going to be fun. And it always is fun. Like, it really is, even when we're stressed about it. So just like, thank you for all of your time and for giving all of the things. I think you're the best partner.
I think you're the best partner. And all of the same same things to be said back. Like, this job is hard. I know I say that like I'm whining about it, but no, but like, this is a lot of work. This is a lot of work that we're doing in all of the random hours we have in our days. Like, this is absolutely like a really wonderful passion project. But it takes a lot of, it takes a lot. You can't do that level of work unless you love it. And so, and you're right. It is so fun to be with you as a partner and just like, you know, we're by each other's side and like making it really fun and enjoyable. And, because if we didn't work well together, then it wouldn't be sustainable by any means. So that is such a tribute to you and who you are as a person. And I think sort of what we've invested in our friendship and relationship and partnership and knowing like how we work together and what jobs we like to do. We're here for each other, which is so, so, so fun. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. I can't believe we're ending season two.
Well, you know, Sarah, I think this is it. I think it's time. But are you ready?
No, I'm not. I don't want to.
Okay, well then let's say see you later until season three starts.
Okay, I like that better. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think that's great. I'm just so excited. So thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Nicole. Thanks. And this is it. It's a wrap.
All right. We'll see you later.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for spending part of your day with us. We want to give thanks to our network, Public House Media, for our intro beats to Jason Bards with Cybernetics, our logo art, We Want to Remember Patrice. You can find his work at normalpersons.com.
Be sure to follow Disarming Disability on Facebook and Instagram. And lastly, be sure to check out our website, disarmingdisability.com, where you can find all 13 episodes of season one, links to resources, transcriptions, and discussion questions for each episode, and check out our blog where we feature amazing disability advocates.
Bye.